We're going to have a woman named Carolyn. We won't go into her real name. It's not important. But she was raised in a satanic family where her passed down through the generations was the ability to contact the other dimension. And certainly they had this supernatural ability. Certain people do. Many of you have probably watched the television program The Medium, the story of Alison DeBois, who actually works with a district attorney to catch the bad guys. Fascinating story. I love to watch it every week. But the truth of the matter is, there really was an Alison DeBois. She did work with the district attorney to catch the bad guys, and she was a medium. She had the ability to contact the other dimension. Now, if you have this, of course, this gift, get rid of it and renounce it, because, of course, it comes from the dark side. But certain people have that, and fortunately, many times they will be fortune tellers, they'll be mediums, they'll be diviners, but, of course, also they're on a one-way trip to hell. And unfortunately, unless people come to know the Lord and renounce it, why, they are doomed throughout all eternity. May not seem very fair, but I'm not about to put myself into a position of judging the dictates of the God who created the heavens and the earth. But Carolyn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your upbringing, and how it was that you came to know the Lord?
Well, I started at a very, very early age pretty much close to birth. I can actually remember when I was just a matter of a few weeks old. But my first experience was a light that came into my room when I was very ill. I was about probably two and a half years old at the time. That was my first experience, but it didn't seem to be anything that I thought was abnormal at the time. And also it wasn't to my mother who was there with me, because she was used to seeing such things and also actual beings, spiritual beings, most of her life, if not all of her life, because it was something that had been running in our family, and of course psychism had been running in the family also. But when I was 4 years old, this was a milestone in my life. I actually experienced the real God, our Heavenly Father. And if it wasn't for this that happened to me at 4 years old, I probably wouldn't be alive today, and I certainly wouldn't have found Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Christ, not the Christ. They're two separate things, and we'll go into that in a bit. Anyway, what happened was, I was 4 years old, a light at broad daylight came to my bedroom door, and it was brighter than the day, of course, and all of a sudden it became, in my mind, I could see it was a male, it was an angel. He was very businesslike, didn't say who he was, and he said, "I am an angel sent from God with a message for you. God would like for you to pray. He wants you to pray to him, and good things will happen through prayer." He made sure that I understood what he was saying, and then he left. I asked my mother, went directly to my mother, asked her how to pray, which pretty much surprised her, because she had never taught me about prayer. She took me to the Bible and read the Lord's Prayer to me that day right there, and said that when I went to sleep that night, that if I talked to God from the center of my heart, that it's possible that I could hear him.
But hold that thought. We'll be right back. We'll pick the story up there, Carolyn.
Okay, she said it's possible I might hear from God, but she didn't promise me, but she said just speak from my little four-year-old heart. So that's what I did when my mom left my room that night. And what happened was, I mean, if I had tried to imagine what would happen, I never knew this would happen. I heard, not anything audibly, but I heard what I knew was God's voice. First, I felt like he was smiling, a warm, warm smile. I felt that he was a father. I'd never known what a father was like, but from that experience, I know. He is all of ours, Father in heaven. He loves us unconditionally, and I felt that in an instant. His voice was like thunder. As I saw in my mind mountains, and it was thunderous, and I thought, it's soft and soothing. How could it be thunderous and soft and soothing at the same time. And then I realized that his voice sounded like water running. And I just couldn't understand how it could be the same. Then he said that in that voice, he said he was happy that I prayed to him. Good things would happen through prayer, and that I should pray to him often. So that's exactly what I did. I prayed every day. I've prayed every day of my life since then. One other message he told me that I would remember as I got older, and that was that life was going to be worth living. I have thought about this almost every single day of my life. It is because of that experience that God gave to me that has helped me determine when I came across the evil counterfeits that there is a big difference, that there is a true Jesus Christ who is the Son of God, who is our Savior. There is only one Savior, that is Jesus Christ. Other people are talking about the Christ. They're talking about ascended masters of wisdom, the white brotherhood, which doesn't have anything to do with the KKK. Of course, it just has to do with what they consider white magic. They're all controlled by the one and the same. There is no Satanism and good powers versus bad powers. It's all the same. The other side is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, with God Almighty, our Heavenly Father.
Now, but of course, where then is this great white brotherhood, the ancients of wisdom, the spiritual hierarchy, the elder brothers? They have all sorts of names for them. Where do they come from, and what is their goal, and what was your contact with the movement that they are coordinating on Earth today?
Yes, it's a lot of people probably find it hard to believe, but just as the Bible says that...
Hold that thought, Carolyn. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Carolyn, and she's telling us that that she did, when she was 4 years old, pray to God, and that God told her to pray on a regular basis that good things would happen to her. Well, of course, here she is. She's part of a family where her mother's a medium, and they're associated with a lot of people who are in this vast network. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a vast network of people who are affiliated with the occult. I know. I go to the conspiracy conference every year over in Santa Clara, and if you live in the Monterey Bay area, it's worthwhile going. Because I feel there has to be a Christian presence there. And believe me, we do pray when we go to this, because they're true. The fortune tellers are there, the soothsayers are there, the Satanists are there, the people with the snakes rings all around them, and wearing the aberrations of the cross are there, all dressed in black. There are people who are frank Satanists there, and they are part of a massive network of people all across America who interlock in with the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they are simply one of the many manifestations of this national occult movement, which is described in Marilyn Ferguson's book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, which was written in 1980, where she describes this vast network of millions of people in America working it from the being taxi drivers right into the White House staff, who have a different view of the world and have broken thought, broken with contemporary thought and Western civilization. So pick up the story there.
Okay, what I was going to mention again was the Bible verse that says that we're not warring after the flesh, that it is a spiritual war going on. A lot of people are talking about the Illuminati, the high leadership that is running the world. There actually is something above the Illuminati, and they are the ones that are the what I call the authors of the plan. And that plan actually has a spiritual plan and a physical plan. The physical plan, of course, people know as bringing the world into one global government.
And if you read the occult literature, when they talk about the plan, it's always a capital P, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A lot of there's certain ways that they publicize, and certain things are capitalized, and sometimes they aren't capitalized. Like if they speak of the Masters of Wisdom, sometimes they don't capitalize that to show humility. there is no humility. And I want to mention real quick here, I've heard a lot of people that are fighting against the New World Order, but they're listening to what they consider, they call the beloved, their beloved Saint Germain. There is no beloved Saint Germain. That personage is evil. That is out of the same organization, the White Brotherhood. They are the leaders of the plan. They're the authors of the plan, and you do not want to mess around with that.
Now, Saint Germain has to be a demonic being because he's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. He's sort of like the portrait of Dorian Gray. He never ages. And from age to age, he's always the same, Saint Germain. Did you ever run into him?
Yes, I did. I knew him very well. I know it's hard to believe, but I have known the High Masters. I actually reached to the top, the very top level, and worked with them. I think my mother also reached the top level. That's a whole other story. But we knew the Masters very well on a day-to-day basis and also nighttime basis. And we had various projects that we operated on with them. And, you know, speaking of, like, different types of lifestyles, my mother, of course, was just like a housewife. As for me, I was a regular girl in school, rather shy, but also not considered very intelligent, although I was reading metaphysical books in elementary school. My mother had a girls' ladies' group Bible study. They were actually practicing making sure that their gifts, if you want to call them, they weren't gifts, they were actually curses, and that is their psychic abilities and their telepathy and their pretty much any kind of those kind of powers. They used to practice those, and then they would use them to infiltrate churches, implant thoughts into pastors' minds, dictate sermons, whole sermons to them, just to try to get them involved in the plan. And there's recruiting that goes on in all walks of life, like the doctor just mentioned about even taxi cab drivers.
And
they're in elementary school.
every city in the United States of any size has a metaphysical bookstore. You can go into Borders, you can go into various bookstores in the United States that all have a metaphysical book section. And, of course, go ahead and look at the books. I suggest you not read them because they're very, very beguiling. In fact, even many of our Christian bookstores carry these metaphysical books. Why? Because they've infiltrated the Christian bookstore movement, of course. What better way to influence the Christians and to lead them away from Christianity than to get them reading books on metaphysics and believing that this has something to do with Christianity? Pick up a story there, Carolyn.
Well, I have seen some metaphysical books in bookstores, and which has it kind of hurt me because I know that there are other people that complain about one, like a Christian bookstore will have a certain denomination type book in there, and maybe not another denomination. You know, people get upset about that, but there have been ones, and I can't. Okay, for instance, some of the books, can't think of the name now, but they have, like, it's through automatic writing. A lot of Christians will have this one particular book. It's a small book. And automatic writing is from the spirit realm. Like I said, I have never met any good spirit from the spirit realm. I have only met on a couple occasions when God sent an angel for a very important, specific reason. There is no discourse when an angel came, and I couldn't have asked for it. Now, the spirit realm, they're there right away. You can do automatic writing, but my suggestion is, okay, what I'm saying is automatic writing can come to anybody. Don't even get yourself involved in that at all, because you'll just open the door not only for yourself, but to your loved ones.
And of course, what you're really talking about is channeling books.
Exactly, yes.
And in fact, this is, of course, so many books are really written by channeling, and this is how the demonic spirits are able to communicate with human beings. And this is not imaginary. You can read the book by Barbara Mark Suppard, The Revelation, the book of co-creation. She admits freely Now, this is one of the richest women in America, Barbara Mark Zuckerberg. She admits that the book was channeled to her by a spirit being she called the Christ Spirit. And, of course, the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, who was the inspiration for Adolf Hitler and Margaret Sanger. She wrote her books, The Secret Doctrine. They were all channeled to her. Alice Bailey's books, which you've read. I know Carolyn has read them. Alice Bailey's book wrote over 20 books, all channeled to her, and she was quite open about them. And, of course, they basically laid out the format for many of the remarks were made by a president of the United States back in 1990, a man who was a member of Skull and Bones. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush, who took phrases from Alice Bailey. Remember the 1,000 Points of Light speech, the New World Order speech? Those are all Alice Bailey things that were channeled to her by the demonic spirit, Joa Kuhl, who was her spiritual master. Go ahead, Carolyn.
I could say a couple of things about that. One thing that comes to mind is that probably when I was about 4 years old, a lot of things happened at that time between the ages of 4 and 7. I was told a lot of things that would take place in the future. One of the things was that we had words that we called esoteric words, and those are hidden. A lot of times you could tell one person that belonged to the group from another by certain words they would use and that no one else would use. And some of those words were, well, I was told that those words, a number of them, were going to become exoteric when I got older, when it would be close to the time when, close to the year 2000, when they hoped that the plan would be completed and that they would have their Christ in office, which is their appointed, anointed one. Well, those words became exoteric, that means out for everyone to hear and to know and to become household words. That happened September 11th. Now take notice of that date because they seem to like the same dates. September 11th, 1990, and it was George Bush Sr. He used, before that time, the word world. We used to talk about one world, all around the world. Well, now it's global. Global this, global that. Also the 1,000 points of light. That's part of the great invocation, one of the great invocations that people in the White Brotherhood use, and that also talks about the little wills of men to fall into the purpose of the greater will. Basically, that is, we're speaking about man's will being, well, it's a deception to take our free will to become their will. We don't have our will is what it comes down to. I'm probably not explaining that well, but another word was usher. We didn't used to say a whole lot that we were going to usher in this or that or usher in an age. Well, now a lot of people use usher in everyday speech. But what that meant to me in 1990 was that it was a signal to people like me, or actually I wasn't in the plan at that time, but I recognized that it was a signal to other people in the plan that it was coming out of the underground to the surface, and it was a new stage was happening.
They were going to usher in a new age. Wasn't that sort of the idea?
Yes, it was.
Usher in a new age. And ladies and gentlemen, we are ushering in a new age. Most people really don't understand the paradigm shift that's taken place from a Christian America to a post-Christian America to an atheistic America and now into an occult America. We'll be back in just a moment with Carolyn as we begin to explore even further her amazing experiences coming out of an occult home. Go right ahead, Carolyn.
Another thing about the master DK, the Joa Kuhl, or I'm not even sure how to pronounce his
That's
name.
Right, the Joa Kuhl.
You know, sometimes when you know, well, like I would know the beings and I could communicate with them, or they would communicate with me, but I didn't always know how to say their names verbally. You know, we just didn't say their names that often. And, of course, if we did, they always knew that we did. Right now, something that's coming to my mind that I would really like to say is that my mom told me just before she passed away when I was 17 years old, told me something that I already knew, and I was really wondering why she was telling me that, since she knew I was familiar with it. And she said, okay, now I know why she said this, but she basically said that the United Nations was set up by the spiritual hierarchy. Now, these are the ones that are not in flesh. There's a physical hierarchy they work through, and those are in our governments, or I should say global now. Anyway, the United Nations was the platform to, as they say, usher in their world leader, the Christ. Okay, now, well, the way she put it to me, we thought in the beginning, we thought we were serving the Christ, which was Jesus Christ. When you get up into the higher levels, you find out, for Christian people like us, we thought we were Christians, you find out it isn't the Christ, the Jesus Christ. They show you who it really is. And their Christ is actually, and, well, I don't want to teach anything here either, it's satanic, it's luciferic, and it is the Antichrist, or Antichrist government. So this, the United Nations, was not set up for peace. It was set up for to bring everything under the control, slavery. And they talked about harmony through conflict. That meant to bring conflict, it could mean thousands, it could be millions of people would die. But it was for the greater cause. You know, we thought, okay, that's cool, greater cause. It doesn't matter how many people die, it's all for the good of mankind. Until you get up to the top. And I think that's what happened to my mom, is that she was trying to tell me that it wasn't Jesus Christ that was going to rule the world. It was going to be their Christ. She said they want to put their Christ into office. Christ means anointed one, and they do have an anointed one. But it is not Jesus, which means Savior, and anointed one, Christ. It is luciferic. It's a satanic organization, and that's what we're seeing happening now.
And, of course, she wanted you to know what the future was going to hold then. Your mom, when she told you this?
Pardon me?
Your mother, when she told you this, wants you to understand what the future held.
Yeah, she knew that I was expecting and actually looking forward to around the year 2000 when we would have the fruits of our labor, and that would be to have a global peace. One world government. We didn't call it New World Order. It was just one world order, one world government. But she was trying to tell me, I think, without getting... Okay, she told me she would be in trouble for telling me that, first of all. Now I know why. I think that she was threatened that maybe my family would be killed if she told us who was at the top of the organization.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carolyn was saying that it was her mother just before she died, and Carolyn was about 17 at the time.
Yes, I was 17.
All right, fine. Her mother told her that, you know, that they about the year 2000, this whole thing would come together, and that the Christ would, of course, be in charge. But, of course, the Christ is not Jesus Christ. They look upon the Christ as a position. Christ is a position. It is not the Jesus Christ of the Christians. It is the Christ, which is a position held, you know, by the people who are part of the other dimension, who are working to bring about the world government and world peace under a new world ruler. Who, of course, well, who is the Christ going to be then, Carolyn? If it's not going to be Jesus Christ?
Well, they do call it the office of Christ. I couldn't tell you exactly who. There's a couple people I've had my eye on. Before I left the group, they were talking about a Syrian. And there was a being that I knew of that was supposed to be the one that would take over that person. I know everybody... I guess it's okay to say this. Maybe some people know what I'm talking about. They'll believe me if they hear me say the word. But, you know, you think of Avatar as now people online on the Internet, they use their pictures or whatever. They call that an avatar.
these are basically spirit beings, aren't they?
Yeah, avatar is a totally different thing than what a lot of people may think it is. It's what they say is that Jesus Christ, okay, the white brotherhood people, the people in the spiritism, the people that think that they know much more than Christian, regular Christian people, they say that Jesus was a man, that their avatar, which was a spiritual, a very highly evolved spiritual being, entered into the body of Jesus at baptism. Anyway, I don't want to go too much into that because I want to teach that stuff, but what it is it's possession. It's demonic possession.
Right.
And that possession it's for their plan. Now, that isn't what happened to Jesus Christ. And what I would like to say to people that do believe that if they think that Jesus, okay, in the group, Jesus is considered to be a low, low master. I've never met a master that's named Jesus, even a low master. What I want to tell these people is go to the Bible. Go to the Bible, the one that people know of, the King James, whatever, the Holy Bible. Read, if you don't read anything else, read what Jesus said. You don't need to go to these higher, spiritually evolved people. Forget about them. Read what the Master Jesus in the Word of God, read about him, read what he said.
I suppose the best place to read would be the book of John. I begin to hear so many of his sayings, and his claims are pretty well laid out. The thing is, of course, the people in the other side, they wanted to say, well, the Bible's all right, but boy, you've really got to read Alice Bailey or Helena Petrovna Blavatsky or certainly David Sanger or some of these other people if you really want to get the real information.
That's coming from my experience, I've been there, and that's totally wrong. It is. It's totally wrong. The power, the true power is in love. It's not way out there. The true power is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No other religion has a Savior. If there's another religion that claims to have a Savior for mankind, it isn't well enough known that anybody I know of knows about it. So what I'm saying here is there either is a Savior, Jesus Christ, he either is the Son of God, or he isn't. I say he is because I have known the powers of darkness. I've known the powers of darkness on both sides, the White Brotherhood and in the Satanic group. And all of them bow. They have to. Everything... Jesus Christ has power over all of them. The power of the name of Jesus Christ breaks the powers of darkness. I have seen it work for people that aren't even what you'd say born-again Christians. It's the power. Not maybe it doesn't always work for people that aren't Christians, but I have seen it work. His name is powerful. I have all faith in that. I do not fear because I know of that, and I want everyone to please seek to know Jesus Christ and do not mess with the powers of darkness.
Because one of the things that they will try to tell you is that there's a good side and a bad side. There's a white side and the dark side of this force that's out there. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is all into the supernatural. The two sides are the side of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and of course, of these satanic forces that mask as creatures of light. Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest this evening, Carolyn. Go right ahead, pick up your thought there, Carolyn.
Okay, something that keeps coming to my mind that I've thought about for years and years, I'd like to thank somebody, and I don't know where she is today, but if it wasn't for her, I may not have ever opened the Bible, gone to church. I may not have known Jesus Christ, and that, I hope you don't mind can I name a name?
Sure, go ahead.
Many years ago, eighth grade, a physical education class, her name was Ann Fleming. I don't know what her name is today, but Anne was not, I mean, we weren't really close friends. We lived close together, but for some reason, she kept bugging me, come to my church. Come on, just go to Sunday school. She bugged me so much. You know, I didn't want to go because I figured I knew a whole lot more than any of those people at church. You know, I was taught I knew more than most Christians or any Christian for that matter. So why should I go to church? Well, I went because I just wanted to get her off my back. So I went to church. And the next thing I knew, I was asked to help with the Vacation Bible School to help Anne with that I guess it was the fourth grade, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, for doing that, I was given a Good News for Modern Man Bible. I took that Bible home. I could understand it. I read it. I read about Jesus. I read his words. And you know, I didn't know anything about salvation. They didn't really teach that at that church. But I sat down and I asked God to forgive me of all of my sins. I thought, man, this guy has power, this Jesus. I'm not talking about spiritual power, you know, desiring, craving powers. I was just talking about the love that he had, the compassion, the understanding, the unconditional love. I asked God, my Heavenly Father, to help me be like Jesus. And I felt cleansed as I cried. I just said, God, please forgive me for everything that I've ever done that was not to your liking, and please help me be like him, and help me stop gossiping. I was having trouble with gossiping at that time. I have never been the same since that time. I've had more of, I feel God in my heart since that time that's guided me through the rest of my life. I never told Anne Fleming what happened. I don't know why I didn't. I never did, and I just hope someday that maybe she'll hear me now. I just want to thank her, and I want to thank everybody else that's done that for somebody else. That they just don't always know how it can change a life. But I have known...
Hold that thought, Carolyn. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carolyn was simply telling us how she came to really become a Christian, that certainly a girl who was in school with her named Anne Fleming had actually bugged her to go to Sunday school with her, and then as a result of that, why Anne was asked to take part in a Bible conference, Bible school, and as a result of that, she was given a Bible, and she read the Bible, and you know, there's really nothing as powerful as the Word of God. And the old saying that faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God, but basically you could also read the Word of God, and certainly read the book of John, read the New Testament. It can transform your life. It really can. And it's not what I would say, what any minister would say. It is the Word of God, and the Bible was given to us for that purpose. And so the Bible changed Carolyn's life, and as she says, she's never been the same since. And that was quite some years ago, wasn't it, Carolyn?
Yes, it was. I can't remember the year. It makes me pretty old. Let's see, probably 63, 60, how could it have been that late? Let's see, 60, probably 66, 65 or 66, something like that. But
How did you get out of the occult? Did you just quit going to the meetings, quit associating with those people?
Nope. I still believed that, okay, I still had my spirit contacts. At that time, my mom had dropped out of the spiritual hierarchy, and we started having very strong demonic attacks in our house. People think about when you think about The Exorcist and the bouncing bed, that was my daily life for years. I mean, just terrible, terrible demonic attacks and beatings. And the only thing that kept me sane was reading God's Word, the Bible.
And you did have your Bible at that time when you came under the demonic attacks, right?
They didn't touch me when I was holding my Bible and reading, but they would be doing stuff around me. And I can remember saying, God, if this is how I get to you, I can't do it. See, in my group, the people in the spiritism or things like Oprah's talking about, they tell you that you have to work your way to perfection. Well, what I was saying to God was, if I have to beat these spiritual forces, I can't do it. There's no way I could. I didn't know how anybody could. And the truth is, you don't have to do it, and that isn't the way. But at that time, I didn't know, and so I ended up battling the spiritual forces on a daily basis. I ended up going into, I actually was kind of like a medium at high school, and still thinking I was a Christian elite person that knew more than everybody else, signed up for different yoga classes and, Kundalini yoga, which is pretty bad, but something that comes to my mind about that, you know, the other night that you mentioned on your show about someone finding Jesus that was, a spiritual teacher. Well, what happened was my Kundalini yoga classes got cut short. Our instructor picked up a couple of hitchhikers, is what we found out. And they talked to him about Jesus. He became born again. And so he left word that we should all read the Bible, and the classes were canceled. No more Kundalini. I thank God to this day, you know, that that happened. But at that time, I thought, man, Michael, you have gone the wrong way. But Michael, who, for all I know, Michael might have been praying for all of us, and maybe that's what's helped us all to this day. But the group are all now Christians that went and do that. And so we've all seen the truth from the dark side. We found, I'm not the only one, there are lots of us out there that have found the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time, you know, taking those yoga classes and reading those books. If you're interested in metaphysics, skip the spirit stuff. Go study science, physics. Physics is so interesting and intellectual. It's intellectually stimulating. Read your Bible, study science, and don't mess with the dark side, please.
Well, the thing is, it's so beguiling. And, of course, the thing that really frightened me more than anything, Carolyn, is that millions of American Christian women watch Oprah Winfrey every day. And, of course, between Oprah, who's featured this new DVD and or book, The Secret, why, they're going to be intrigued by the promise of The Secret, which is, it's very, very spiritual, and Oprah is very, very spiritual. But the spirit that she is associated with is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible, but it is the other spirit that is out there. And what they are advocating is, if you want anything, if you want money, if you want wealth, if you want a car, you want a relationship, maybe you want a new house, why, all you have to do is begin to visualize this. And as you begin to open up your mind to these spirits, you can begin with your own power of your own mind to begin to reorganize the entire universe around you. But, of course, what most of these Christian women and the other people are going to be taken in by this movement, which is sweeping America today. I mean, they've already sold 1.5 million copies of the DVD. I don't know how many copies of the book, but they're printing up 2 million more copies of the book, The Secret. These people are all going to be drawn into the occult.
That's sad. That's really sad. Something that I said on the other program, I just think about, it's one of the reasons it's not worth it. I mean, it's a real dead end, but one of it is when you open the door, you think, okay, first of all, you think everything's free. With that, there are deductions. You start having what some people call bad luck, bad streaks. You may not notice it happening to yourself, but it will to the people around you, maybe first, the loved ones. It may seem to work fine at first, and, you know, like some bad diet. You see some results, and then all of a sudden everything caves in. Well, a lot of people are going to find themselves drawn into the supernatural realm, which is, like I said before, that is extremely dangerous, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And if you do know what you're doing, you should give your life to Jesus Christ, because everything you need will be found in the name of Jesus Christ, and living your life according to the guidance of what we find in God's Word. Now, with that, with the the dark side, you know, there's a lot of, there can be some truth in these things that Oprah can say. She's a beautiful lady. There's a lot of good that she does. And she probably has some truth there. But it isn't worth it. Just a little bit of truth there, it isn't worth it. You don't have to go that way. And for the people who may go that way anyway, I want you to know that if you see a pattern of bad things happening, get out of that. You may need to go to have some Christians pray with you to stop that darkness, to close that door. It's just not worth it.
I certainly agree with you totally now. Did you eventually pray to renounce this gift of that you have, the curse of being able to contact the other dimension?
Yes, and I did that first of all, I guess, when I read Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. Something I'd like to say about that is people have criticized her for writing, going into detail about some of the dark side. Well, if it wasn't for her going into detail the way she did, I wouldn't have believed her. I wouldn't have believed that she knew what she was talking about, and I wouldn't have believed her message of deliverance, that there actually is help getting out of the dark side. I wanted help, you know. So I said the prayer that she had in the back of the book to give up all the powers, and they left. They weren't anything I'd earned. You know, I didn't work to develop my powers. Even if you think you've worked to develop your powers, you haven't. They've given them to you. And, you know, if God wants you to have any kind of powers, He'll give you some. And I don't ask for them. I don't look for them. Every day I pray and I ask God just to help me know His voice. And it isn't easy all the time. I don't always trust myself. I'm very careful. And something else I'm thinking about right now is Philip. I guess he is one of the disciples, apostles. Philip was actually, I can't remember the term of it, but he was actually taken from one spot physically and taken to another spot physically in an instant. Did he do that on purpose? Did he know how to do that? God did it for him. If it was needed, God did it. I don't suggest anybody try to do any of that stuff. Just stay totally away, and it isn't worth it. Like I said, I pray every day to ask God to help me get through my day, to help me know His voice. And that takes staying, that means reading the Bible. I spend a lot of time in Psalms. That's a good place to start also. Reading the words of Jesus. I have to stay there to continue to know His voice. Because sometimes that counterfeit is so close that it's so very hard to tell. You have to stay close to knowing what God's voice is to know the difference.
Well, of course, the thing is that the other side offers you all sorts of excitement and success and monetary reward and fame, and if you want, of course, all the other things, the sensual pleasures of this world. They're there simply for the asking and for the requesting. And of course, we cover this so well in some DVDs or videos we call, called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. They were written by a young man who used to write the lyrics for and the music for rock songs until he noticed that he was channeling these words. He didn't even realize the words, you know, what the meaning of many of the words were he was using in his songs. He'd have to look them up in the dictionary and find out that they fit in just perfectly. And then he noticed that the writings, the songs, the lyrics were getting darker and darker and more demonic. And he suddenly realized that he himself was demonically possessed. So he went home and destroyed all of his rock music, and his name was Joe Schimmel. And he became a minister, and he has a church in Southern California. But Joe has done, I think, the finest job of anybody I know, putting together motion pictures and DVDs that will have a profound impact on anybody who watches them, and the sorcerers of the New Age, or sorcerers of the New Age music is one of his DVDs. I can't come up with all of them, but certainly they sold their souls for rock and roll, and the classic ones. And you could just simply, if you're interested, it was the Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age is the title. Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age. And you can certainly give us a call at 1-800-544-8897. Get his things, but understand that what Carolyn is saying is so true. I mean, you have two choices. You can either claim what the world offers you, and it'll offer you anything, but there's a price to pay. Or you can focus on the Lord, and you can follow his teachings, and you may never be rich or famous, but of course eternity is guaranteed for you. And unfortunately, the people who have embraced the other side will spend eternity separated from our Lord. So Carolyn, what's the message that you think is so important? What have you learned? It's been a long time since you turned your back on this exciting time. Really must have been rather exciting to have all this knowledge that other people didn't, and be able to actually be a medium and be able to contact these beings and forces from the other side.
Yeah, there were some things and that I was never too big on power like a lot of people might be, but there are times that I actually enjoyed the fact that I could predict things that would happen or bring fear to somebody, or the fact that they might be afraid of me because of what I might know. But I never really wanted to hurt anyone, and a lot of people are like that. Something that I would like to mention is that there are a lot of Christians out there today that I really wish, okay, since our weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, of course, you know, the spiritual hierarchy does exist, and the way I see the world right now is there is a lot going on that we don't see happening. There is a war going on. I would love it if there would be more Christians who could pray, ask God to help you pray, stand up for what's righteous, what's right in the world today. A lot of people that are waiting for Jesus to come, the rapture, and they've kind of quit. They've put their weed whackers down, and they're just waiting. And I just see that. It's not time to put them down. We need you. We need you so much. We need you to continue to work in the fields, to also to pray, to just, there's a battle. We just need you.
Well, did they tell you, of course, they told you about the year 2000, that we'd be moving towards the world government. Did they tell you anything about the things that would go along with that, in the way of battles or conflicts or techniques that would be used to bring about this governmental structure that you were aware of?
Yes, lots of things. Well, you mentioned about the music. The music definitely was used. They used everything they possibly can. And though the music artists, rock artists, may not have been aware they've been used, this group uses everybody they possibly can. And there is one of the masters that does specialize in the music of the spheres. He specializes in directing, they call them the masses, directing their consciousness by music. Music is a powerful medium, and there's colors and vibrations, and, you know, there's physics that's real. Well, they know this. They know better than a lot of people about this, and they use it to manipulate human beings to manipulate the will, our free will. And one of the things with the government, and what I was told would be happening, of course, is lots of chaos. They wanted to have civil, they keep saying civil unrest. They want civil unrest now. They want religion against religion. They want Christian against Christian. Right now we're like little brothers and sisters squabbling, and we keep forgetting. We're too busy hitting each other, and we keep forgetting what God really wants us to do and what righteousness is. They want anybody protesting. They want arguments and fights. They want discord. That's not a God. Those are tools of Satan, and he gets energy from those. The dark side gets energy. They go by the law of harmony. Through conflict, chaos. They want to bankrupt America. They basically want to enslave everyone, possibly kill millions and millions of people. They consider too many people in this world. There aren't too many people. It's just they want to consider cleansing the world. It isn't cleansing. It's just getting rid of a lot of people.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They want to have our wills match theirs. Basically, they're working toward fascism. And when I say they, I'm talking about the leaders of the world today that, for instance, in the United States, we have two main political parties. There are not two political parties. There is one. They work through Democrats at one time, Republicans other. I wish everybody would forget this. They would forget that, don't consider themselves Republicans or Democrats. Like with Bush and Kerry, that the last time, those two are from the same camp. And if we have Democrats coming in next time, they're going to use that to further the plan their way. But we don't have a whole lot of time left. I'd say we have just a few years at the most. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do. We can fight this. I absolutely believe we can. And we need everybody.
I believe, of course, we can't fight it in our own strength. We can only fight it through the strength of our Lord, because, I mean, we're simply very weak and fallible mortals, but the Lord can fight it, and, of course, he'll fight it if he feels we're worthy. That's the real question. Is America worth saving at this time?
Well, I sure hope so. That's so true, too. Oh.
Well, we've got about a minute. Carol, you want to wrap up your message that you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
What I'd like to say right now, I think, is just I want to encourage everybody to not be afraid to seek the truth. I ask them to look at the Word of God, look at the Bible, start with Psalms if they can, the Book of John. Give that a chance. If you do give your heart to Jesus Christ, you will be surprised how much you can understand the Word of God. And you know why? It's because the Spirit of God comes into you, not the spirit of darkness. You will be able to understand the Bible that way.
And, of course, the Bible really is the Word of God. It can transform people. I don't know why, I don't know how, but it really has. I've seen, and I'm sure you have as well, lives transformed by reading or hearing from the Word of God. Carolyn, we're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll be talking to you off the air. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.